I'm Karina.
And I'm Sydney.
We are the founders of The Unwedding Movement, and we are so excited to introduce you to our new passion project, The Unwedding Podcast.
So, who are we? Well, we can tell you we're not wedding planners a la Jennifer Lopez, here to tell you how to make your wedding look and act like every other wedding out there. We are two bold, neurodiverse, unapologetic wedding planners who are out to challenge the status quo and take the wedding industry by storm from our little corner of paradise here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
It is our mission to empower newlyweds to do this wedding thing their way and plan a wedding that throws out the rulebook by saying no to meaningless trends and traditions, shrinking their guest lists to the people in their lives who really matter, and creating a meaningful and purposeful wedding experience tailored to their wants, needs, and budgets. Simply put, an unwedding is your love on your terms.
What a novel concept.
I know.
Join us each week as we discuss all things weddings and how to keep your relationship with your partner front and center and prepare for your marriage, all while planning what we're told will be one of the biggest days of your lives. We'll also be giving you tried and true tips for managing the drama that inevitably finds its way into your planning journey, so you can come out on the other side of your wedding with your relationships with your loved ones and, most importantly, each other intact.
We'll also be spilling the tea on what's wrong with the monstrosity that's today's multi-billion-dollar wedding industry, which is full of one-time consumers like you who are easy prey to shady marketing tactics and the marriage industrial complex. It's a thing. Which makes us all think that marriage is the end-all and be-all of things to do in life, and once you've done it, you spend the rest of your life hoping you don't visibly undo it.
We will also share our thoughts on current trends and those crazy viral wedding controversies from the threads of Reddit. We'll also be sharing insider information about how weddings work and why they cost so freaking much, and hot takes on how they shouldn't.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I'm also kind of coming at this as a 10-year veteran of marriage. And, like, you know, I remember my wedding, and it was super, super traditional. And, it was, you know, like 150 people. And I was told I had to have all these things and the societal pressure that came with that. And this was also 10 years ago, before Instagram, before Pinterest, mm-hmm. before all these tools and resources that have allowed us to share ideas in a very powerful way. And now when I look back and I think about that wedding, and I'm like, you know, I did my best to add my touches of personality. Like, I did some cool things. Like, you know, we did the horse and carriage ride after our ceremony, which was super cool. And we brought in kind of our own unique flair to the decor, in the sense of I'm a huge history buff. So we had kind of a very Victorian style flair at Christmas time to our wedding. But it was really typical. There really wasn't anything super, super interesting about it.
Gave you the illusion of personalization, the illusion of it being something that was for you. And yet all the other stuff that went along with it just ended up taking away from that joy that you could have experienced.
100%. And I can honestly tell you the stress that I experienced creating that and trying to navigate all of the wants and desires of my family, especially my mother, made it one of the most stressful experiences. Like, I was so waiting for just the day to be done because of that dynamic that existed for the entire 2 years I planned my wedding. And that's something too that I think a lot of people seem to forget. Like, we all experience it when we're planning our wedding, and usually in one way or the other, that drama, that stress, that pressure. But it does real harm. It does real harm to relationships. Yeah. And it's something that I don't think we're talking enough about.
And what a strange concept too, to be working towards this thing that's, you know, you're told is going to be so monumental, so important in your life. And it is causing that harm. How do you reconcile those two things of this being something that just interferes with your life until you get to this one day? And when you do get to this one day, you're wanting it to be over. Why are you wanting your wedding day to be over before you've even gotten to it? That's not something wrong with the people. That's something wrong with weddings.
We're here to tell you the truth and be 100% real with you. So if you're looking for a wedding planning podcast that's going to sugarcoat reality and tell you how to use pixie dust and cupcake sprinkles to make all your fairy tale wedding fantasies come true, then this podcast is probably not for you.
But if you're looking for a wedding planning podcast that's going to tell you how it is and give you meaningful advice and strategies to rock this wedding planning thing with your personality, dignity, and relationships intact, then welcome.
We also welcome listeners from within the industry and folks who are just curious about how to disrupt the status quo.
You can download and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts from.
We're the Unwedding Planners, and we invite you to join our movement.